Ohio's coronavirus-extended primary election finally came and went Tuesday, albeit with very little turnout. That was predicted by some election officials and also by the League of Women Voters of Ohio, which backed a failed legal challenge to delay the election. Joining us now is that group's executive director, Jen Miller. Jen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Here in Franklin County, we had about 20% turnout, or about half of the 2016 primary. That's still actually higher than some people predicted. Your thoughts on Tuesday's turnout?
Well, I think we have to look at the turnout overall since it was a vote-by-mail election. And I think what we see is that the election was confusing and frustrating. Yes, I think some people decided not to vote because the primary candidates at the federal level, presidential level, were determined. But I think there's a lot of individuals who just simply were not served by this complicated system. And that's quite regrettable because our democracy works best when we can all participate.
In your legal challenge, you wanted to extend the voter registration deadline for the primary. You also wanted to require boards of elections to mail postage-paid ballots to all registered voters. And you also wanted to schedule a new end to the primary further down the road. As you mentioned, were we always destined to have low turnout because of these uncontested presidential primaries? I mean, how much can we really tell from looking at the results?
No, here's the thing. About 85% of Ohio voters, wait and vote in person on election day. And so I think we never will know how many people were just shut out of this process. The process was confusing. Even yesterday, we were hearing constantly from voters who still had not gotten their ballot, but also were concerned about their own health and going into the Board of Elections or didn't have transportation. And rides to the polls has stopped, right, for COVID-19 concerns. So I think there's a lot of different things going on here. And I really caution anyone from oversimplifying what occurred.
There were a lot of options here that the state could have used. Is it fair to say that you agree that canceling in-person voting on March 17th was a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were very, very worried about in-person voting. We think that it would have been incredibly dangerous because we think there would have been significant lines. We think that boards of elections would have quickly run out of sanitation supplies, and we would have seen a greater spread in Ohio. So we do agree with that. The problem is you can't just automatically transition to a vote-by-mail system. States that have vote-by-mail take years to ramp up to that. And again, there's no application process for those ballots. Everyone gets them. There's far more time and turnaround, not 4 weeks, but more like 8 to 10 weeks.
For better or worse, unless the results are held up for some reason, we are on to November at this point. Secretary of State Frank LaRose is working on contingency plans in case we have to alter the November election. Also, he's calling on the legislature to create some kind of online absentee ballot request system. In just a few seconds, Jen Miller, what would you like to see in November?
We need far more than that. We know that we're going to have COVID-19, so let's send ballots out to everyone. Let's plan on extra early voting. There's so much more that we need to do for both the August special and the November general elections.
Jen Miller is the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, a group that backed a failed legal challenge to try to delay Ohio's primary election. Jen Miller, thanks again.
Thank you so much. You take care.